small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Pilar Alessandra.
And this is our monthly Patreon episode. And this week's topic is something you came up with.
I love that stupid song.
I really love that stupid song.
I really love that stupid song.
All right. And we got some stupid songs. We also have some songs that I'm like, well, I don't know if that's a stupid song, but it's all subjective. That's the word, right?
Yes.
Subjective.
Yes.
Also, by the time you're hearing this, I just want you to know, in case you didn't know, that last week we finally dropped Pilar's dialogue episode, the one in which you folks contributed. So if you haven't yet listened to that, find it and listen. And if you contributed, you're going to hear your voice, and it's a great episode.
And it's called On the Page. That's the name of the podcast.
On the Page podcast. I'm sure they know.
And you guys were great. That's such good examples.
Yep.
And also the introductions were so good.
Introductions are always
Everybody
great.
Everybody deserves their own podcast. Who listens?
Be quiet.
Oh, okay.
Bite your tongue.
All right. Sorry.
What's funny is many people have told me, I'm going to start a podcast. And in my head, I think, no, you're not. Some people do. And some people are very successful and they actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ryan Neuerberg or Mike Wiles or Andy Solom. These are people that told me they were going to, and then they did. And now they're hundreds of episodes down the line and killing it. But then some people, I can just tell immediately, like as soon as they start asking you about it and as soon as you tell them about it, they just glaze over. They're like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. And by the way, it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
But it's fun. And since this is a Patreon supporter episode, I just want to give a shout out to the Patreon people and let them know that where your funds go, because my laptop fried two of my external hard drives and it was glitching. And so yesterday I had to go and purchase a new laptop. And when someone says, I'm getting a new laptop, it's never a fun thing for me. It means that mine has, you know, shit the bed. Is that
right.
What they say?
Yeah.
So, but yesterday I bought a new one. And trust me, your funds extremely are important to things like that. That wasn't even a sentence, but I tried.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Yes. All right. Here we go. First one. Now, I'm doing it a little bit different today. Are you comfortable? You're a little fidgety.
I'm trying to get closer to the mic. That's better, right?
Yeah.
Don't I sound better?
You do sound, yeah.
Okay.
You can just lean in when you talk. That's why you lean in.
Okay.
Like, I'm back here talking, and then I can come
right
here.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, so I'm doing it a little bit different. I'm not using the new machine yet because, I'm still, entering the passwords and all this stuff. So I'm doing this one today with the old computer, but I'm not using iTunes today. I opened all the files in Sound Studio and I'm going to play them from Sound Studio. So, and it'll work because it worked when we did your dialogue podcast yesterday.
Yep.
And I feel like this would just be easier today. So that's what I'm going to do. So with that, I think you have two, I have two. And with all the other people, I think we have 19 songs and intros.
Let's roll.
Okay. Calm down, 9/11. Putting the sound up on the mixing board. We use a mixing board here.
Oh my God.
By the way, Pilar's dialogue podcast, that's the best sounding podcast that she's put out in about a year and a half.
I agree. it's been going downhill.
Well, the Oscar podcast was good because that was done live and in person too.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right.
I miss the board. I do.
I know. Okay. Are you bored?
I don't know. Do you want me to answer truthfully? Because,
you yesterday told me that you wanted to be my person to do this every month.
I was just excited.
You're excited because you're going to do this every month.
Yeah, I like doing it. It's fun.
Cool. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Here comes fun.
Oh, go.
Hello, Pat and Pilar and Rock Solid listeners. This is Rob McKinnon in Little Britain, Ontario, Canada, calling in with my pick for I Really Love This Stupid Song. My pick is the song Stand by R.E.M. from their 1988 album Green. It's at once really stupid and kind of profound at the same time.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Yeah, it's just clever, a little turnabout. Yeah.
Apparently, Michael Stipe has said that it's about making decisions in your life and actually living your life and not just letting it happen to you. But regardless of any of that, it's a really great, catchy song that actually became their second ever top 10 single. So I hope everybody enjoys this really stupid song, Stand by R.E.M.
Stand in the place where you live. Now face no one. Think about direction, wonder why you have it now. Stand in the place where you were. Now face west. Think about the place where you live, wonder why you haven't before. If you are confused, check with the sun.
My wife was waving at me.
It's because you were just getting lost in the music.
I have them all timed out. I have these files on my desktop, and I can see when it's done and when it's not. But thank you.
I thought you were...
for not thinking that after 890 some episodes that I would just have a seizure in the middle of one of these.
I thought you were zoning out.
I'm not zoning out. I'm into the song, and I'm watching the file, and I know exactly what's going on. How the whole way across the... This is why people say, why do I sit the whole way across this table? This is why.
I would never say that's a stupid song.
Okay, well, that's what I mean. It's subjective. Some people... There are ones on here today that
are stupid.
I mean, I feel that everyone will say it's a stupid song.
Yeah.
But yeah, Stand, that's subjective. Is Shiny Happy People,
yes.
Is that a stupid song? That's stupider?
I would say that if you were going to go for the stupid song that you love, it's that, because it's so much fun, but people might be like, yeah, I know it's stupid, but I love it.
I think that diehard REM fans that were with the band from the beginning when they were on IRS Records, I think they feel that some of the Warner Brothers singles like Stand and Shiny Happy People might not be in keeping with what they originally signed on for, and so therefore they call them stupid.
Got it.
I hope that... I can't believe I was even able to say that sentence. It sounded intelligent. It sounded a little bit music theory.
Yes.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's keep moving.
Okay.
I'm not even going to play mine yet. I'm just going to keep moving with the listeners.
Let's do it.
Here we go. This guy's coming.
Bonjour, père, les auditeurs de Rock Solid. Je m'appelle Joel. Je vis à Gatineau, Québec. Et ma suggestion pour Silly Song est Prison Colon S9 Kuzel. The song is from 1972 by Adriano Celentano, who was a very popular singer in his native Italy. Now, the singer wanted an American-sounding song, so he improvised words that he thought sounded English. All the lyrics are, however, complete gibberish. There's no Italian, no English at all in this song. It is total nonsense, but it works, and it's a great song. The song did end up breaking the top 10 in a few European countries, so please play the song from the top. Thanks a lot, Pat, for a great podcast. It's always fun, very entertaining. Take it easy.
With a stain of shoes, and I will hold me to sing, and then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying. Chickens and mine, we get a cold, baby, sustain, yet, Bill Joe. Choosing, I will hold Billy Sane, then a whole red maybe get the color boss dying. Well, it's the same man, you look on me, Steen. You know, if it's on another judge, the God believes it's a sham. You the come and not choose, not right, but not so hope, but just getting along the cover, no time. Oh, but if it's a stand, I'll have to choose a couple, man. You can trust in the man called the Raider Girls.
I love it.
That's insane.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all.
But like, it's fun.
Is that a stupid song or is it just a nonsensical song?
Well, it's fun.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Good job.
The look of puzzlement on your face when he started speaking French.
Oh, I knew it was in a foreign language.
I was, you're like, wait, what? But you know, in Quebec, right? Like mm-hmm. it's you have to. It's like French leads there.
I know it's like in LA. You have to speak Spanish and
no,
English.
No. It's not like that at all. It's it's like it is the language.
It's the language. I know that.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I know that. Yes, I do. I did know that. Now, I do want to say something. A lot of you this month said, take it from the top. And I did not take it from the top because the intro is 15 or 20 seconds long. And if I'm only going to play 45 seconds, I can't eat up 20 seconds with the intro. Then we'll never get to the chorus. So when you say take it from the top and then I don't, that's the reason why. Don't want you to be disappointed. It's just that, you know, I want people to hear the song. And if we hear 20 seconds of intro,
they get it.
It's not good. I know you get it.
No, I said they get it.
I'm lecturing.
I know.
All right. Here's our friend Steve-O Dockerson.
Hi, Steve-O.
Who just adopted a brand new kitty cat yesterday or the day before.
Aw.
He posted pictures. Everyone go and give it a heart and say, aw. Here comes Steve-O.
Hello, Pat and Pilar, listeners all over the world. It's Steve-O Dockerson. Pilar, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is an incredible topic. You should pick more of them. And Pat, you should listen to Pilar when Ooh. She recommends topics. Yay. She does amazing job. So there are many songs in my library that could be called stupid. It has been said that I have recorded several albums worth of music that could be called stupid. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, so what are we talking about stupid here? Is it like the definition of it? Like, is it a novelty? It's not a novelty song, right? But it's like corny. Like, or maybe novelty being like the definition of the word. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Honorable mentions to, of course, Pitbull, Slim Whitman, Sparks, Primus, Sweet, Barry White, which is the first time that those names have ever been put into the same sentence. Thank you very much. But the winner here for me is Tiny Tim with Living in the Sunshine, Loving in the Moonlight, because holy shit. Okay, so, Pat, you work with a lot of people in their 20s. I do too. They love them some SpongeBob, and I guess this song was used in a movie or an episode or something. The kids, they love this song, and they're right. It is incredible. It is way better than it has any business being. If you're listening to it on big over-the-ear headphones, fucking get ready. A Tiny Tim song. The bass is phenomenal. Is it stupid? Yes. Are you glad I didn't pick Fireball by Pitbull? Also yes. My love to all of you. Thank you for letting me be stupid on your show. I love you. Goodbye.
I'm right here to stay when I bones gray. I'll be right in my prime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just when I like and how I love it. I'm right here to say when I'm old and grey, I'll be right in my prime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight.
There you go.
Now, I don't even know what to say.
Now, even we are too young to remember like the whole Tiny Tim craze. That was like, wasn't he like, I mean, he was like on the variety shows and stuff like Laughing and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he'd be on Merv Griffin and all those things.
And we were little, you know, when.
I mean,
Do you remember?
I mean, I do remember Tiny Tim.
Ah.
You know, so maybe I was, 8 or 10 maybe. I don't know. Was he on those when I was like, you know, in 74, I was 10. Huh. So in 72, when I was 8, was he on those shows?
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like I knew him.
And it's like such a, like, you know, he'd be on Drag Race now as one of the judges.
That's a good call. He might even be on Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, like he would be like a queer icon right now if You know what
was,
I mean?
Was he queer?
It's hard to imagine that he
Well,
isn't.
he was married on the Merv Griffin show.
Everybody
to a
was
woman.
Married.
Okay. I guess Elton John was married. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to. Well,
I mean, you're married.
That is rather judgy of me to, not judgy, but that is rather a presumptuous. I can't talk. I've been up since 4:30 in the morning. It is. I don't want to assume anybody's sexuality based on a personality, but he has a vibe that I think would be really strong now.
Gay friendly.
Yes.
Okay. You were talking when I threw a joke out. I'm going to say it again.
I said it again. Oh, did I miss it? Oops.
Yeah. I said, you're married.
That's dumb. It's dumb.
By the way, Pilar has been up since 4:30 in the morning and she's in the bathroom, which is, you know, connected to the primary bedroom, which is where we sleep. And I thought she was dropping an engine in a Chevy. It was, I'm like, what the hell is going on in there?
I woke up because you woke up. So then
I woke up to pee because I'm 62 years old.
And then I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I was like, well, I have to get up really early the next day. So I might as well just get up and do the things I need to do because I'm going to LA in the morning.
But you thought that you'd wake me up too.
I didn't realize I'm being so loud. I'm sorry.
You never realize you're being so loud. Also, I want everyone to know that when I wake up in the middle of the night to pee, I don't pee in the primary bathroom because I don't want to wake my wife up. I go to the hall bathroom. I go out through the living room, into the hall, and go into the hall bathroom.
I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I heard riveting. Brr, brr, I heard a clank, clank. I'm like, what's going on here? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that has to be done in there.
All right. This next gentleman was having a lot of problems with his intro. The first one he sent me sounded like he was rustling in his pocket for change. That's all it was. So I was like, that's not an intro at all. And so this morning he texted it to me.
Aww.
And so we have it. And so here he is. Here he comes.
Hello, Pat, and any esteemed guest in the rock solid world. This is Patrick Monahan from Calgary, Alberta, with my selection for this Patreon-themed episode called I Really Love This Stupid Song. And I must say, it was a great topic to pick, Pilar. My song comes from the 1980s and involved musicians formerly from the bands Curved Air, Dantillion's Chariot, and Last Exit. Luckily, in 1977, they found each other in London and formed the band we now know as The Police. In 1980, they released their third album, Zenyatta Mondatta, and this was the lead single in the US and the second single in the UK. The song idea, according to Sting, was, this is a song about the attraction that people have to simple songs. Pat, I offer up to you and the listeners, da-do-do-do, da-da-da-da. Cheers, all.
All right, Pilar, is that a stupid song?
Well, you know, it's so popular, I never realized that it was stupid, but I guess da-do-do-do-da-da-da-da is kind of stupid.
But the lyrics are not then, because the first lyric we heard was, when their eloquence escapes me, their logic ties me up and rapes me. I mean, this is, so I don't think it's a stupid song, but I'm not, but Patrick, the other Patrick does, so that's fine, because it's, again, I'm not here to be the judge and jury, but I love that song. I never thought it was a stupid song.
You know what's so funny is I never realized until now, like, that the big question of this episode would be, what is stupid? Mm-hmm. What is stupid?
Why are you looking at me? That's not funny. Stare me down like that. I'm going to play my first pick, and it is stupid.
Okay.
And I do love it.
All right.
The band is Loverboy.
Okay.
From Canada. Friend of the show, lead singer Mike Reno, also Police, friend of the show's Stuart Copeland and Andy Summers. This song is called Hot Girls in Love.
Okay.
It's even a stupid title, right?
I remember this song.
Yeah, you're probably going to like it.
Probably.
Just so you know, that lyric was, she likes her tapes on 10.
Uh-huh.
And that's the same as her anatomy.
Got it.
She's a 10.
I got
She's a hot girl.
Uh-huh.
Let's see what else happens. Okay. It's kind of a story song.
Oh, okay.
All right. Just so everybody knows, I really love that stupid song.
I hear you. I don't really love that stupid song. I thought when you said Hot Girls in Love, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. And it's like, nope. I was remembering another stupid song that I loved.
By Loverboy?
Called Hot Child in the City.
Oh, Hot Child in the City. That's not a stupid song.
A great song.
That is not a great song.
But
it's kind of stupid. It's not a stupid. Nick Gilder, that's a great song. You could call it a one-hit wonder maybe, but it's not a stupid song.
I love that song.
All right. We're going to play one of yours in a minute. But first, here comes my friend from work, Michael Johnson.
He never says his last name. Well, why should he?
I don't know. And I told him, I go, if you don't say it, I'll say it 10 times, Michael Johnson.
No. Oh, you mean?
Johnson.
I thought Johnson might be his middle name.
No, his last name's Michael Johnson. What do you think is Michael Johnson something?
But you said he never says his last name.
He doesn't.
Which means maybe he doesn't want you to say his
I
last
mean,
name.
In these intros, he doesn't.
Okay.
Stop by Trader Joe's in Winston-Salem. Say hello to Michael Johnson.
There you go.
Hey, Pat, it's Michael, tennis partner and coworker right here in North Carolina. I just wanted to send in my submission for this episode that has to do with ridiculous or silly songs that I still don't mind listening to. This is from Yeldis, which is a Scandinavian pop duo, and the song is called What Does the Fox Say? In 2013, this became kind of a viral hit, and I remember it from when my son was very, very young, and it still entertains me.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Duck say quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Wow.
Yeah, I remember this song.
This is
a song that you either have to learn to love.
Yes.
Because or you just go insane. Because
that
because
is a stupid song.
Our kids were playing it and it was yeah. I respect that. Leaning into the truly annoying.
All right.
Yeah.
Good job, Michael.
Yeah.
Johnson. Mr. Johnson. do you want to play your duet or do you want to play your other song?
I'm gonna just go for the duet.
All right.
Get it out of the way.
Now.
I would like to say something first.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that Kid Rock is an asshole.
Okay.
We know that Kid Rock is an asshole.
Uh-huh.
And I'm positive that Sheryl Crow now thinks Kid Rock is an asshole. But I love this stupid song that they did as a duet. I just love it.
Guess who wrote the song?
Who?
Kid Rock.
Oh, he's such an asshole. Okay, go ahead.
And I actually think this is a song on his album.
Oh, this is killing me.
It's called Picture featuring Sheryl Crow. And then she was able to put it on her, because it became a hit, she was able to put it on her greatest hits album. And that's how we know
That's
it.
How I know it.
Now, look, I'm playing this song from Amazon Music because I was not going to buy this song because then the money goes to him.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm just going to drop it in wherever. And you like this song.
I love this stupid you love this song.
Okay.
Life in a slow hill. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sunshine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good...
There's like a hum. Are you hearing that hum?
No, it just didn't sound like the one I know, but maybe I just... It's been a long time. Keep going.
Okay. Maybe you don't like it.
Nope.
Girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my ways. I put your picture away.
I'm gonna get to Sheryl Crow.
Sat down.
You ready?
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away.
Why didn't I get right to Sheryl Crow?
You're right.
At you, I'm alive.
Right.
Here we go.
Okay, this is it. Right.
But the half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time.
This is the good part.
Can I just say something? When it's your song, it doesn't matter how
much we play.
It doesn't matter how long it goes.
No.
But when it's anyone else's song, you're like, that you're playing too much.
No, no,
but
no.
When it's your song, we play as much as you want.
I don't want to play it all.
Okay.
I just wanted to
But I just want you to know, we've played a ton of it so far, and you're fine with it.
If I had queued it up, I would have gone to... Because you know me and...
If you queued it up, you gave it to me 4 seconds ago.
You're right. If I had the time to cue it up and give it to you, I would have gone to the place where they have two-part harmony mm-hmm. with it because I love that.
Is that coming up?
No. You're right.
No, I'm good, because we've talked now. We've broken up the song.
No, I think people know the song.
No. We've broken it up, so I'll get to your two-part harmony.
No. It's good. It's good. I want to just move on. I feel embarrassed.
Instead of rotating the tires in our bathroom this morning, you could have sent me the song and the time code. Here we go.
Okay, all right.
You're good. Okay, and just say what you want to say.
But at first, when you were playing it, it sounded so slow, and I'm like, wait, I don't remember it being this slow.
Yeah, it is so slow.
But I don't know, it's his version, and then it's her version, and then they get together, mm-hmm. and they're like talking about how they miss each other, even though their pictures are, you know, on the bedside table, and they're cheating on each other, and I don't know. Mm-hmm. I love that stupid song.
Now you're going away for 8 days tomorrow. You're not trying to tell me something, are you? What was I going to say about this song? So you need to say, you go, I'm Pilar Alessandra, and I really love that stupid song.
I'm Pilar Alessandra, and I really love that stupid song.
Perfect. Actually, all the intros should have ended like that before the song.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Here's another dude.
Hi, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners. Alex Peek here. First, I missed last month's topic, so I wanted to weigh in really quickly. Really, my answer is any Rolling Stones song. We've had enough classic rock stations of the Rolling Stones.
Ooh.
But I digress.
Ooh.
For this month's topic of songs that I love that really most people don't like, I'm starting to find out a lot of people really don't like Crocodile Rock by Elton John. I love that song, and I have no idea why there is so much hate wrapped around that particular song. So with that being said, Pat, go ahead and take it away from the top with Crocodile Rock by Elton John. Thanks again.
I love this song.
I love that stupid song.
Yeah. Do you like this song? It's fun.
Yeah.
Crocodile Rock, while the other kids are rocking around the clock.
that's a fine song. It's a fine song.
But I could see, you know, why people are like, oh, it's stupid. It's like, I love that stupid song.
I do hear a lot of hate for that song, too. I got to be honest with you. And what we know, by the way, he writes with Bernie Taupin is Bernie Taupin hands him the lyrics first.
Right.
So there's no way you read those lyrics to Crocodile Rock and you don't write that type of music to it. Like, he's never going to make that a ballad.
Right.
That would be the one question I would ask Elton John if I ever got to interview him, or if I got to interview Bernie Taupin. I would say, when you would give the lyrics to Elton, would you tell him it's a ballad? Or would you tell him this is a rocker? Or would you just let him have free reign over what the music might be?
I bet you could get Bernie on this show, Bernie Taupin. He's a really good friend of Sean Cassidy.
He is.
And you are a friend of Sean Cassidy.
Am I? I mean, I am.
Yes.
All right.
Just saying.
I want to get in touch with Sean and see if he'll do
me.
What? Well, you got. Oh, is this why you're going to LA for 8 days? I'm going to isolate Pilar saying "do me," and then that'll be at the end of the show. All right. Here's the next. Intro and song.
Okay.
Hello, Pat. Ross, all listeners, and Pilar. I assume. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Now, I love any song that puts me in a good mood, whether it's stupid or not. And one song that has been making me smile since 1978 is the Blues Brothers version of Rubber Biscuit. In fact, that whole Briefcase Full of Blues album puts me in a good mood. So thanks again for letting me be part of this show. And so enjoy Rubber Biscuit by the Blues Brothers.
Now, I just want to say before I play Rubber Biscuit that this is the song that Joe sent me. He included the file for Rubber Biscuit. And Joe, I got to be honest, I think this file is speeded up. It sounds way faster than what I have on my album, but let's hear it. It's pretty fast. And this is Dan Aykroyd is singing Rubber Biscuit.
I remember it.
The other day, I had a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun. Bow, bow, bow.
Sounds a little like the Chipmunks.
It does.
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit? Bow, bow, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, that is way sped up because he has a really low voice. So it also...
I faded it down before Belushi says... I'm sorry, not Belushi. Jake Blues says, Elwood. But even that sounded like Chipmunk-esque. So I don't know what happened, Joe, but thank you for everything you do.
But you know, in a way, that's like a really fun version of it if you speed it up.
That's true.
Like, kids would love that.
Yeah, kids would love it. I love that stupid song.
Yes.
I love those Blues Brothers studio albums. I really do. I think they're fantastic. Quick little announcement about the Rock Solid podcast. In July, if you're a fan of the Versus episodes, the Daves are coming to visit. They're coming for 3 days. I will keep them hostage, as my wife likes to say it, and we will be recording, anywhere from 4 to 5 Versus episodes live and in person, so you can expect those in the coming year. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. That's a fun announcement, right?
I think you've made it before, but yes.
Some people don't listen to every episode. Seriously, some people might see the topic and go, that's not for me.
What days are they coming?
In July, like 21, 22,
23. Okay.
And on the 22nd, we're going to go see Rick Springfield, which is Dave Fastini's favorite artist. We're going to go see Rick Springfield that night.
That's fun.
So he's panicking because I said I'll try to get free tickets, but he wants to buy them. And I'm like, Dave, it's not going to sell out. He's not going to sell 5,000 tickets. So he texted me the other day, any word on the tickets yet? And I said, are you getting worried? And he's like, well, I would just feel more comfortable if we had them.
I don't know. Like, you know, looking around, there look like a lot of Rick Springfield female Rick Springfield fans.
5,000 tickets is a lot to sell. I mean, Alice Cooper just played 3,000 seat venues and they were sold out. But, you know, for artists that have been around, if you're not Paul McCartney, it, you know.
I just mean there's, you know.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
There's a lot of old ladies.
Yeah, yeah.
That are going to go see them.
They're all my age, so I can't really, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're an older hot lady.
Oh, God. 4:30 in the morning, I wasn't feeling like that.
I played a song for you earlier by Loverboy.
Oh.
All right. Here's our next one. Now, this is Chris. Speaking of Versus episodes, this is Chris Combs, who won the privilege, I don't know, the honor of sitting in on a Versus episode and voting and all that good stuff. And he did a great job. So, Chris, thank you again. Chris Combs.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and Rock Solid listeners. This is Chris Combs from Virginia. The song I chose for this episode came out in 1989. I was a freshman in high school when I first heard it on the radio, and I immediately connected with it. I absolutely loved it. Fast forward a few years to 1996, 1997. I'm in college at a record store flipping through CDs, and I came across the album. I had to buy it. But here's the thing. Before I even left the parking lot, I opened the jewel case, took out the cover, and threw it away. I was so embarrassed to own this album that I couldn't stand the idea of anyone seeing it in my collection. The album is Leather Boys with Electric Toys by Pretty Boy Floyd, and the song is I Wanna Be With You. All these years later, I still stand by it. It's a fantastic, if admittedly a little juvenile, song that's very much in the vein of most hair metal from the era. Yet, it still grabs me. It still hits something real. I still have the CD in my collection, just without the cover. And honestly, if I could do it all over again, I'd probably keep it. Because no, I don't think the song is that stupid. But good God, Pretty Boy Floyd was probably the most cringy band of that era. Thanks again, Pat, for this amazing show, and I hope you enjoy the song.
Look, I get it, Chris. When you're in high school or in grade school and these power ballads by these hair metal bands came out, those would hit hard. Those would play with your emotions back then, and you would really feel those songs. So that is a stupid song, though.
Mine was a power ballad, too. I understand.
Yours was just a power ballad?
My next one, yes.
Oh, your next one. Do you want to play that now or do you want to wait?
Sure.
All right. You want to talk about it?
It's the minute that you hear it. I'm in the same boat. Like, everybody's sick of this song. Everybody thinks it's stupid. I love this stupid song.
I don't think it's stupid.
Go for it.
I think it's great.
You're not a good judge of stupid.
That's true. That's true.
Go ahead.
Let's put that on a t-shirt.
Be making it right.
I still get chills. It's such a stupid song, but I love that song.
And you know what? You said, why don't I interview Bernie Taupin? Why don't I interview Bonnie Tyler?
Oh, that would be great.
Yes.
That would be amazing.
That's what I got to work on.
Wow.
That's a great song. I'm a sucker for those Jim Steinman songs. Oh. He also wrote Holding Out for a Hero, which is in Footloose.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a sucker for it.
You know how Rita, when she was living at home, would just like be in her bathroom and just like screaming out these ballads and most of the time hitting the notes, and sometimes it's like, oof, no.
Yeah.
Ooh, right? Ooh, like that was me with this song. When it came out, I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. You know, and I would just like be in my room and I'd just be singing and like trying to sing just like her. Oh, good Lord.
And do you want to do any of that right now?
Yeah, no.
No? Not at all?
No. I could, you know, I could actually hit those notes back then, but now, no.
I think you could.
No.
All right. Here's a fun one.
Hey, Rock Solid listeners. It's Vinyl Guy Dana. Taking part in this month's listeners curated show, I Really Love This Stupid Song. Let's begin by admitting that I'm a card-carrying sci-fi nerd. I was president of my local Star Trek club, though I might have been the only member at times. I saw the original Star Wars so many times that my local theater started letting me in for free. Maybe that's why I love this song. Back in 1976, an unknown Canadian group, Klaatu, released their first album, 3:47 Eastern Standard Time, and it went completely unnoticed. That is, until a writer started a rumor that the band might be some or all of the Beatles recording under a different name. The band's label, Capitol, did nothing to deny nor confirm these rumors, and record sales soared. That was, until it was revealed that the Beatles had nothing to do with this group. Their following four albums went unnoticed, and the band broke up in 1981. Now, 14-year-old Dana knew nothing about this when, in 1977, the Carpenters released their version of 3:47 Eastern Standard Time's opening track. Their version was surprisingly faithful to the original, the main differences being Karen's heavenly vocals and Richard's syrupy production. This version became a top 10 hit and even led to a TV special entitled Space Encounters. So my choice for stupid songs that I love is Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, the recognized anthem of World Contact Day. And I'll admit that if this is the first song aliens hear from Earth, they are definitely sending the B-team to conquer us. Thanks, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid family.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries. We've been observing. We are your friends. Calling occupants of interplanetary, quite extraordinary craft.
That is a stupid song. I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure that was sang on Mike Douglas or Merv Griffin. Yeah, I like that. Also, Vinyl Guy Dan is going to be traveling through here in June or July also. And so maybe we'll do a Carpenters episode. Maybe we'll do a Partridge Family episode. Maybe we'll do something like that.
What I'm hearing is we got to clean the guest room. We got to change a lot of sheets.
You don't have to clean it for the Daves.
Yes, we have to. Come on.
They're fine.
That's no way to treat the Daves.
They're fine.
They deserve a clean guest room and yes, of course.
We'll clean it for one of the Daves, but not that other one.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. You ready? Should I play another one? I'm going to play another one of mine. Okay, this is a band you do not like.
Well, yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I mean, like,
I think you respect the lead singer.
Okay.
Grace Slick.
Yes. Oh, I was just thinking about this band when he was talking about the interplanetary.
Are you serious?
I was.
That's crazy.
I was, because Jefferson Starship is just so stupid.
No, Jefferson Starship is good and Starship is stupid.
Okay. So this is Starship.
No.
Okay.
This is Jefferson Starship.
Okay.
This is from an album that I love. It's called Winds of Change. This song, and there's a video for this song. Please look it up. It is insane. This song is called Out of Control.
Okay.
And it's Grace Slick, and then Mickey Thomas is in there too, but it's mainly Grace. And I'm Pat Francis, and I really love this stupid song.
Are you going to do that all the time?
Yes. Mm. I'm going to do it like no matter what. Like if we're out to dinner, I'm going to go, I'm Pat Francis, and I really love this stupid steak.
This is going to happen for like 7 years.
I'm Pat Francis, and I really love this stupid wife.
People don't understand. You took my joke because I was like thinking that just even this morning. That people don't understand that when you have a joke,
mm-hmm.
that there's a running joke, and there's a Pat Francis running joke,
right.
and that your jokes run for 7 years.
Yeah.
I have begged you in certain places to retire certain jokes, and you've even said, like, has it been 7?
I can't do it.
They just... They're...
I like fun.
Damn it. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Starship.
Out of Control.
Okay.
Girls on fire, boys on fire, out of control. Oh. But they're getting high.
Did Go Ask Alice.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
She's out of control, honey. She can't help it.
It's such a great song. She has such a great voice.
I like to go. Everything happens outside. The boys are outside. Oh my God. I love it. Look, go, please. Stop the episode. Go to YouTube and find the video. It's bonkers. All right. Here's another listener.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Pilar. Hopefully it's Pilar. This is Randy Hall from Roseville, California, with an entry into the I really love this stupid song topic. For me, that would be Love at First Sight by Kylie Minogue. I'm not the biggest dance music guy, but the fact that it's a dance music song isn't what makes it stupid. The song is called Love at First Sight, and it's about falling in love with a DJ, which you're thinking, oh, maybe she sees him from across the club or something like that. No, it's... The chorus is, when I heard you for the first time, I knew we were meant to be as one. They could have changed the title to Love at First Listen, but that's clunky. Or they could have added a line like, yo, I saw you with my ears, but that would have been just as stupid. So I think it has to be intentional to be this stupid, but it works. That's why I really love this stupid song. You can take it from the top. Thanks again for hosting these episodes.
I did not take it from the top. For its time, I think that's kind of a fun song.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue is like a big thing, like not in America, but like all other places.
It's kind of it's a little stupid, you know.
All right,
it's a little sugary and stuff.
All right,
this whole episode is making me think of other stupid songs that I really loved and like wish I'd included.
Well, we can always do this topic again.
Okay, all right,
next month. Do you have a topic for us for next month?
Ooh. Well, you know, I always mention that thing like, my parents made me listen or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, so like a song that we discovered from our parents?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So what can we call that? Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
Okay. So next month, the topic is going to be Thanks, Mom and Dad. And it's a song that you first discovered from your parents. Now, it could be a song you hate or it could be a song that you love, but it's a song that you first discovered from your parents playing it from their record collection. Good?
Sounds good. Shouldn't it be a song that they love, though? Because it's like...
I mean, it could be, but they, my, you know, my parents played some songs. I was like, Jesus Christ, turn that off.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
All right. I love this next... I love this intro and this song choice on this one. So here we go. This is good. And George, by the way, George Worley, you always nail your intros. Perfect. Here we go.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. The song I am picking for the Patreon episode, I really love this stupid song, is Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Oh, I love that
this
stupid song.
This song was released in 1975 and hit number one on both the country and pop charts.
Number one.
It's definitely a novelty song that capitalized on the CB radio hobby that was popular at the time. And there was even a 1978 movie of the same name that was based in part on the song. Convoy is not a great song, but it's a fun song, and I really enjoy everything about it. Pat, please play Convoy, and thanks for these episodes. Over and out.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a bunch of Muppets singing that part there.
I remember the song and I loved it too. See, this makes me think of another stupid song. Could I say some of the stupid songs that this has made me think of?
Yes, but first I want to tell people exactly what a convoy is. A convoy is a group of vehicles or ships traveling together for mutual support.
This one made me think about Charlie Daniels, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Mm-hmm, do you remember that?
Which version do you like? I done told you once that's you son of a gun, or I've done told you once you son of a bitch?
Oh,
which
one? I didn't know that there were two.
Oh, yeah, there had to be. I'm sure in the South, the son of a bitch was too bad, so it's son of a gun.
I don't know, but I listened to it like all summer, one summer at summer camp. I thought it was great. So like that was a stupid song
that's a
that
stupid
I love.
Song.
And then there was another, like every different genre that people have been bringing up, like... when the REM song came, I was thinking about, I love that song, Make a Little Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Don't know that one.
Oh my God, this is such a good song.
Who sings it?
I think it's They Might Be Giants.
Okay.
And then one of the little, the Kylie one made me think about Morning Train. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, certainly.
Totally stupid song. And I'm realizing.
Sheena Easton.
All my secret favorite songs are stupid.
Sheena Easton then got dirty because she went from taking the morning train to Sugar Walls.
Yeah. And she became like a Prince girl. Remember?
She was a little bit of a protege. I don't know what was up there, but yeah.
I liked when
she was wholesome.
Yeah.
And then she got dirty.
Her baby takes the morning train and she does like all these things for her baby.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, he works from 9 to 5 and then you know, he takes me to a restaurant. It's like the stupidest song. Yeah.
And then her morning train crashed right into some sugar walls.
I guess so.
All right. Here's Jeff Scoble.
Hey, Rock Salad people, Pat and Pilar. Jeff Scoble from Detroit here with my selection for this month's Patreon-supported episode, I Really Love This Stupid Song. Great counterpoint to your last topic. And while I didn't have a lot of songs I fucking hate, the list of quote-unquote stupid songs I love is seemingly endless. Of course, stupid is pretty subjective, but being a lover of 80s rock, this particular category of music is rife with dumb but fun music. Okay, dialing up my mental wheel of names, I'm landing on Men Without Hats, The Safety Dance from 1982.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, this infectious little ditty has never gotten old for me, even though I can practically hear the collective eye-rolling as I'm talking. This song is dumb with a capital D, and I'm totally there for it. I turn off my brain and just enjoy this piece of pop confection while trying desperately not to think about the horrible video, which was on super heavy rotation on MTV at the time. My carefree high school days, which I honestly wasn't a huge fan of, but I like the song anyway, so there you go. As always, hope everyone's staying safe out there while I bop around the living room with a dwarven acquaintance of mine, and keep on rocking.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind, cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
What
we can go if we want to. Night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
I think it's going more smoothly not playing the songs in iTunes. Now, my hope is that the new computer, the iTunes, won't be as clunky. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because iTunes was always a little clunky, but this seems to be working nicely.
Yeah, it is. Was it harder to produce this way?
It took a little longer.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's okay. We don't want to sacrifice quality for our content.
You know, I see how hard you work on these particular episodes, and you spend like 2 hours, right? Putting everything together.
Yeah, levelating any, putting the things with the intros with the songs and the, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's a big deal.
Like at work when people go, what are you going to do on your day off? I go, I got podcast stuff to do. And they're like, huh? But that's what I do. That's
and
the kind
every
of stuff
morning
I,
you do, you know, your postings and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very impressed. I do not do that kind of work.
You know, it's what I do.
Yeah.
It's fun. I'm not going to say it's not fun because if it wasn't fun, as people know,
you would not do it.
No, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. We got two more. Two more. And these guys are buddies. They're coming into town also to see Iron Maiden when Kyle's going to be here and Hector Contreras is going to be here. And these guys are going to be in Charlotte. But then they're going to come here and record with me. So
how many people are coming over?
So many people, but that's not until September.
I got to get some cheese. I got to get some wine.
Yeah, these guys are cheese and wine guys for sure. 100% they want cheese and wine. All right, here we go. This guy always brings the rock.
Hello, Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid community. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this bonus episode, I really love this stupid song. The song I chose, I wouldn't consider a stupid song, but more a silly song instead. The song is Have a Cup of Tea by The Kinks.
Yeah.
The song appears on their 10th studio album, Muswell Hillbillies, from 1971. According to Wikipedia, the song was written about Ray and Dave's grandmother. So, Pat, Pilar, and everyone listening, pull up a chair, stay safe, keep rocking, and have a cup of tea.
If you feel a bit under the weather, if you feel stand by potion for any old cough or wheeze. It's a cure for hepatitis. It's a cure for chronic insomnia. It's a cure for tonsillitis and for water on the knee. Have a cup of tea. Have a cup of tea. Hallelujah! 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 Rosalie. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
A catchy
yeah,
ditty.
I just love the Kinks, and I love that they would just write a song about having a cup of tea or sitting on the beach. They could just take the most simplest things and write a catchy song about it. So good one, Jerry Riggs, and I really love that stupid song too. I keep giving you a miscount. We have two left.
Okay.
Speaking of have a cup of tea, at Trader Joe's we sell Sleepy Time Tea. Mm-hmm. Is that something that maybe you should have a cup of tea before bed?
It's not that I can't sleep. It's, mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. a lot of listeners probably have the same problem. Mm-hmm. It's just that when I'm woken up in the middle of the night, I can't get back to sleep.
Now, I want to have you know that when Pilar woke me up at 4:30 in the morning, I got right back to sleep. No problem. No problem.
You're very sweet to tell to not tell everybody what I woke you up with, which was that not only did I open the door and pass like, what's going on? I go, I'm trying out some new body makeup. Is it working? Can I put the light on and see?
Yeah, she turns the light on. Not a little lamp, the ceiling light.
Because like my legs are so pale and it's going to be the summer. And like, I'm like, I need body makeup. So I was like trying it out.
Thank God between
at 4:30 in the morning.
Between my fuzzy, sleepy eyes, I was able to choose the correct leg. That one, I'm going to go with the left leg. That one looks better than the right leg. Do I have it correct, honey? Please, for the love of God, turn the light out and turn your drill off. Were you putting that makeup on with a sander? It was... All right. Here's our friend Ian Beresford. I will be recording an episode via Zoom with Ian Beresford soon. Also, David Wright. We know him from Survivor. He is the biggest Rolling Stones fan. He will be coming back because the Rolling Stones are releasing a new album and we're going to do a track by track of that. And the biggest Paul McCartney fan, Gwyn Ashley, will also be returning to the show when we do a track by track of the new Paul McCartney album. Just things that I'm throwing out there because they're popping in my head. And Katie Nina's still going to do a Hanson episode. I have the songs. Please, everyone, be patient. And when I say be patient, I mean, I don't know what I mean. Ian Beresford.
Hello to Pat, Pilar, and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my selection for the episode I Love That Stupid Song. My pick is from 1974. It's by Reunion, and it's called Life is a Rock, But the Radio Roll Me. For some reason, this always stuck in my head since I was a kid. I think it's the sort of song that some people probably hate, but I just love it, which is the point of the episode, I guess. I hope everyone likes it. I hope everyone's well. And as always, Pat, thanks for your great content. Bye for now.
BB Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mack, Twang and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, gotta, give me, getting hotter, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, Maha Vista, Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama, Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre, Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Shimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and a folder. Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Cancer. Now I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Paula, Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly
Tripper. All right, there we are.
If you took that and you took We Didn't Start the Fire and mm-hmm. you took It's the End of the World as We Know It,
and you took Neil Diamond's Done Too Soon, which is also the same type of
is
song.
It?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, yeah. they're, and yet they're different.
And they're definitely different.
Yeah. But they have the same kind of ramp up, same kind of like topical stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they hit you with the chorus.
The chorus, yeah. That's a good one. That really is a stupid song.
Yeah.
But it is catchy.
Yes, it is.
I can see where you would like it.
Yep.
This is our last one. And then we'll do some promoting. And then I have the playout song all queued up. So this is Dwayne Hoffman. This is Jerry Riggs' friend. This is the other guy that's coming to Iron Maiden. I accidentally
I'm telling you, this guest
Ian
list,
Beresford in
I
there.
Can't keep it straight, and neither can you. There's I just can't really so either. Many. It's a giant party here.
Bonnie Tyler will be swinging by the studio and staying up in one of the guest rooms. What if Bonnie Tyler lives in North Carolina? Like, you never know.
You never know. People are right under our noses.
Mm-hmm. Right under our noses. All right, Dwayne Hoffman, I'm excited. Let's hear it. And everyone did great today.
Yeah.
Great intros, great tunes, Lots of fun.
Yeah, I loved this stupid episode. It was great.
Thank you to Pilar, my permanent co-host for the Patreon episodes.
Hey, so I've been promoted. I am permanent.
So now, I don't have you on the Art19 website like as one of my co-hosts yet. Do you want me to upgrade you?
You know what? Why not?
Why not?
I'm, you know, leaving my podcast.
Yeah. So sure. this will be where you have a voice now.
Yeah. I want a pretty picture though.
Well, I just used the picture that you gave me when you have the white, the one that you use.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Dwayne Hoffman. We're done talking about my wife's pretty pictures, Dwayne.
Hey,
God, that's a conversation all day long in this house. Is this picture pretty?
Hey, Rock Solid. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. All right, this song's stupid, but for some reason I love it, so it fits this category. This is a band called Lord Tracy, a hard rock band from 1989. They had some humor in their songs. Some of it didn't age too well. But And they did some ballads, but they had this track at the end of their album that was, I think they were spoofing the really heavy metal stuff, and it was a highlight in concert when I saw them. The band were maniacs on stage running all over the place. But this is a track called Piranha. It's stupid. Trust me, it's stupid. But take it from the top. And if you read along with the lyrics in the album, it mentions the mindless guitar solo, and there's a Viking part of the song that they mentioned. But I'm sorry about this. Sorry, Pilar. Sorry, Pat. Thanks.
This is a song about a fish, and fish are bad! Bad!
What?
All right. That's a stupid song.
You were rocking out to it, though.
I was rocking out because the music is kind of fun. And it's about a fish. Fish are bad. Fish are bad. All right. Promoting, because your podcast is still going and your business will never end.
It will never end. It will go stronger than ever.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
That's good to know because we just bought a laptop.
Yeah. So everybody go to onthepage.tv. For script consultations, for recorded classes, and the podcast On the Page is going to still be around until mid-July when I hit episode 1000 and put it to sleep.
And put it to bed. Good night. also, the Coffee Break Screenwriter book.
That's true.
Is out there. You can find that on Amazon.
Yeah.
I even bought you a copy for Mother's Day. And why did I buy you a copy of your own book?
Because it was from China. And it's
all in Chinese.
Yeah. It was, which people might say anyway. Yes.
Yeah. And you, and I had never seen it. It just popped up.
Yeah.
Because the computers are listening to us.
They certainly are.
The computers are listening.
Mm-hmm.
We are at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. We are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky. You can find us on Facebook. And of course, to be involved in these episodes and win prizes. This morning, I will be giving away 2 vinyl copies of Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet to our $2 plus Patreon supporters. So look at that. You win fun stuff. It's patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. And with that, the playout song, man, oh man, I really love this stupid song. It's from a soundtrack album called Over the Top, a movie written by Sylvester Stallone. What does the man who brought us Rocky do in 1987? He's like, what other sport could I choose to make into a movie? And that's when he went with professional arm wrestling.
Oh my God,
yes. Get over the top.
Huh?
And the first song on the Over the Top soundtrack is by former guest and friend of the show, Sammy Hagar. Okay. A lot of people would say Sammy Hagar is stupid because sometimes he is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And his song is called Winner Takes It All. And there's a video for this. Please check it out. Sammy and Stallone arm wrestle. Who do you think wins in the video?
So hard to say.
It wasn't me. It was Sammy Hagar. Everyone, please enjoy a stupid song that I really like. Winner Takes It All. Thank you, Pilar.
Thank you, Pat.
Do
me